好在各位大家都平安。
Peace to you, everyone.
我真的很高兴啊，因为这个有这个够堂的教会呢，实在是很蒙福啊。
I'm very happy because a church that has its own property is a blissful one.
因为终于不用再漂泊了。
Because that means you don't have to travel.
又不用再搬乐器啊，每个礼拜搬。
You don't have to move the equipment every week.
所以能够安定下来。
So that we can be in a stable place.
我们追求主，在寻求主的面的时候呢。
When we seek the Lord.
就是你先不能太吵杂。
You have to be in a very still, quiet place.
忧虑太多的话，真的很难见到神啊。
Because if you worry, you think too much, it's very difficult to see God. Do you agree with me?
所以主呢已经把这么美好的居所赏给了大家。
So that God has already given you this wonderful place.
我们可以全心的啊，不用再搬来搬去的，可以全心的安安心心的来敬拜主，你说是吗？
We don't have to move around about, and then we can fully focus on seeking the Lord. Don't you agree?
我认为这是主给我们大家的奖赏。
I really think that this is a reward from God.
所以各位都已经辛苦了哈。
So everyone, I want to say thanks. You've been working hard.
对，为了建堂啊，把大家的奉献主也都看到了。
Because you want to have this stable place, that the Lord sees your donation, your contribution, your effort.
所以讲到这个圣殿本身就是要做什么地方啊？
So what is the holy temple meant to be?
来朝见主是吧？
It's a place where we can seek the Lord.
对啊，这次我选了诗篇第一百篇，也就是因为这样。
So that I choose this Psalm chapter 100 is for the same reason.
是关于我们要向主献上的。
It's about what we want to offer unto God.
那我们知道这个在第五年的话是数字是五，对不对？第五年的开始啊。
We know that the fifth year the number is five.
所以讲到这个五的话很有意义啊。
About five, it's a really meaningful number.
那这个五字呢，我待会再讲，再卖一点关子。
I won't share everything with you right now, but later on we're gonna explore together.
先来读这个诗篇一百篇。
Let's all read Psalm 100 together.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read this together.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当然向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
当赞美进入他的门，
当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。阿门，
阿门。
这整个是一个非常喜乐的诗篇。
So this is a very joyful song.
好，我现在想跟各位分享的是，也是我认为的从主来的祝福要赐给各位。
Next, I want to share with you a message which is also a blessing from God to you.
曾经我们在这个犹太人的弥赛亚信徒，犹太人接受了耶稣的这个会堂吧，他们认为的 congregation.
Ever since the Messianic Jews who accepted the Lord Jesus is the Savior in their place of gathering.
那我们在那边以外邦弥赛亚信徒的身份参加了两年。
So the pastor and I had went to this congregation as a Gentile but a believer attending their service.
所以他们是犹太弥赛亚信徒。
So they are the Messianic Jews, which means that they believe in Jesus Christ.
那我们是外邦人的弥赛亚信徒。
We are the Gentile Messianic believer who believe in Jesus as well.
这两年在里面感受了很多的冲突在里面。
So as the time goes on, the 2 years that I've attended the service, there's actually a lot of conflicts in internal conflicts.
就像那个使徒行传的里面啊，他们分这个 个饭食的时候，他们不是吵起来吗？
Just like the book of Acts talked about that when they were sharing a meal, there's quite a few conflicts written in the Bible.
对吧？这个外邦女子跟这个犹太女子之间的那个分配上不公平。
There was a complaint about the fairness about food distribution between the Jews, the women Jews and the Gentile women.
同一位，我们信的是同一位弥赛亚。
Even though we believe in the same Messiah,
但是有外邦人跟犹太人之分。
But it is separated, it's separated into two groups, the Gentile and the Jews.
那你想想，初代教会一定比现在更加厉害那种彼此之间的矛盾。
You can kind of imagine this kind of conflict back in the disciples' time. It must be even worse back then.
但是我们就在那边两年，一直谦卑的，这个很低调的学习。
But Pastor and I went to this place of gathering for 2 years because we want to learn.
然后观察。
And to observe.
发现他们敬拜的主跟我们外邦信徒所敬拜的主完全一样。
Then I found that the Lord that these Messianic Jews worship is the same Lord that we as a Gentile worship.
所以我觉得，在这个你如果说把外邦人还有犹太人这样分开了，实在是太不合理。
So I thought that it does not make sense to separate between the Gentile and the Jews.
所以最后就下了一个决定，就是我们还是以外邦人就外邦人嘛，无所谓，我有耶稣在我的里面。
So that I decided that it doesn't matter. I as a Gentile attending the service to worship God.
我不管在会堂或者是教会，所谓的教会敬拜，我就是敬拜这一位主。
It doesn't matter whether I'm in church, I'm in the Jewish gathering place. It doesn't matter where I am. I'm worshiping the same Lord.
我更笃定了一件事情，不管我们在哪里信，不管在哪一个会堂，我信的崇拜的对象就是这一位主。
I was even more fervently confirmed the fact that it does not matter where I was worshiping God. I'm worshiping the same God.
你们认为呢？
What do you think? Do you agree?
那我们差不多都信主很久的基督徒了。
So most of us here has been Christian for quite some years.
你知道我们啊，虽然是在北加州呀、南加州呀，大家怎么忙的？忙的心都死了，叫忙之忙。
Sometimes I observe that whether it's people in the North Cal or South Cal or SoCal, everyone is so busy, so oppressed.
那除非你是实在逼不得已，那你该聚会的时候啊，尽量能够聚在一起那是最棒的。
So I really encourage you that if you can gather physically as much as is possible, please do that.
因为这位永活的真神，你朝见他，他就愿意遇见你，你说是吗？
Because the living God is like this. If you are willing to seek after him, he will come to you.
在这两年当中，我也学了好多的他们的教导的希伯来语。
In those 2 years, I also learned their language, which is the Hebrew.
从那个 A B C D 开始学起。
Started from the fundamental A B C D.
所以他们就叫阿勒贝耶拉达勒黑瓦布达音，就这样下去嘛。
Just like the alphabet in the English, in Hebrew, it's all the same as well. Alphabet.
然后那个每一个 alphabet 都有它独立的一个意思。
Every single word in the Hebrew alphabet has its own special meaning.
就比方说 Aleph 是第一个，是讲到神。
For example, the first letter Aleph is the meaning, it's the same meaning as the Lord.
那第二个字叫 Bet.
The second alphabet is Bet.
就是说是讲到家，也是指神指耶稣的意思。
It talks about its meaning is the same as a house, a home, or Jesus himself.
这第三个字呢是象征圣灵。
And the third alphabet means Holy Spirit.
第四个呢就第四个字就是 Gamma，Dalet 讲到人。
And the fourth alphabet says Dalet, it's Gamma or Dalet. Dalet means people.
然后第五个字叫 hey 是这么写的。
And the fifth word is hey is literally looks just like this.
看得清楚吗?
Can everybody see the paper I held in my hand?
摸这个中间有个缺口。
It looks just like the Chinese alphabet as one as well, but there is a little space in between the straight line and the perpendicular line.
这个是第五个数字。
So this is the fifth alphabet letter in Hebrew.
那你知道我们基督徒看在对方那个脖子上戴的是什么？
So as Christians, we look at each other. What do you have in front of you in your neck?
这个戴的是十字架，是不是？
Do some of you carry the cross as a jewelry?
我们是戴着十字架，可是犹太弥赛亚他们戴的是这个字。
So we wear the cross, but the Messianic Jews likes to wear the fifth letter on their neck.
这个叫嘿，请各位跟我说一下吧。嘿。
那彼此打声招呼说嘿。那有一天啊，我们教会的人来考我，牧师啊，这是什么意思啊？ One day my church congregation asked me that what does this letter mean?
还好我有研究过这个字。
Oh, good, thank goodness that I actually did study.
然后马上就用上去了。
So I was able to explain to them.
哦，这个字是讲到hi，生命的意思。
That letter's meaning is life.
Hi, 他们挂这个就是hi，生命的意思。
When they carry this, it means that they're carrying a life on their chest.
一看到这个字，他们那个希伯来人的思想里，马上知道，哦，这个是很活泼、很有力量、跳跃的鱼啊。So
when they see this letter in the Jewish culture, it means it's very lively, just like a fish jumping out of the water, full of life and energy.
你想想看，那个鱼啊，是砰砰跳跳、蹦蹦跳跳的时候，多么有力量。But
you can imagine that when a fish out of water, how highly they jump and move about. That's the kind of power this letter represents.
意思就是生命，生命力很强的生命。It
means life. It means the strength in life.
这就是五字。
So this is the same letter five.
你们在这边来参加已经第五年了。
So this is just like our church. This is the fifth year since we moved into the church.
我相信主一直在祝福各位，祝福各位，从好多年前开始预备各位。
I really think that the Lord has blessed you and has prepared you for many years.
那每一年都有每一年不同的恩典能力。
And every year God gives you a special grace and special power.
那照着这个情形来看，主今年要给各位的什么活泼有能力的生命。
So according to this, the fifth years, I believe that the Lord wants to give you the power of life.
所以你可以祝福对方说，我祝福你，嗨，这什么意思？
So we can bless each other and say that I bless you with hi.
Hi, 这个活泼有能力的生命。
Which is the power in life.
然后另外啊，这个嗨很特别，你知道亚伯兰跟撒来啊。Do
you know the story about Abram and Sarah?
亚伯兰跟撒来啊，他们改名字的时候很特别。It's
kind of interesting when Abram and Sarah changed their name.
因为这个也是气息，圣灵的气息，圣灵的推进。Because
this letter also represents the breath.
所以今年呢，今年圣灵啊，要在这个地方会大大的推进。So
I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to come like a big breath coming down to you.
前几天我跟康纳牧师在叶仁牧师家里敬拜的时候，主就给我看到一个异象。A
few days ago, as I was worshiping in Pastor Allen's home, I saw a vision.
哦，这风啊，吹呀，吹呀，吹呀的。
Like the wind blows.
然后那个草场啊，那个草啊，长得很丰美，丰满。
We saw the grass grew very high and it's very bountiful.
然后被风吹的很有力量，在吹呀吹呀，大家都被那个风吹的在那个舞动的很有力量，很享受。
As the wind blows through the grass moves left and right, and it shows the sign of power and how much strength is in that wind.
前天看到的意象，我刚刚才听懂了。
And this is the vision I saw a few days ago, and I just realized what that means.
就是讲到这个黑的时候，就想到说，哇，原来前天看到的异象是。 在讲到你们是被主的圣灵的风一直浇灌，一直吹的意思。
As I was meditating on this word fifth, I finally realized that it means that you are just like the Holy Spirit come as a wind. You are being brushed through by the Holy Spirit.
你们期不期待被圣灵一直的浇灌，一直的充满呢？
Eagerness that you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit just like the wind comes and blows.
You know,
if you want it, that's all proclaim it that this is what the promise of the Lord to us this year.
我一直被圣灵的风吹呀，浇灌呐，浇灌呐，多么美好啊！
Just like the wind blows, the Holy Spirit will come fill us.
亚伯兰神给他改名的时候，他改成什么样子，你知道吗？
Do you know that what is Abraham's new name?
亚伯兰改名叫什么？亚伯拉罕，对不对？撒拉，撒拉，撒来改名叫什么？撒拉，对不对？一个人呐，一个人没有生命气息，没有神的生命气息的时候，他需要的是一口气，对不对？
So when Abraham was given a new name, his new name was Abraham, and Sarah's new name was Sarah.
Yeah. 所以亚伯兰，神向他吹了一口气之后呢，就叫亚伯拉罕。
So after the Lord has given him the breath of life, his name is changed from Abraham to Abraham.
撒来呢，神给他吹了一口气，然后改名叫撒拉。
After Sarah, also changed after the breath of life was blown through her.
你说多么妙，他们两个人的名字就只是多加了一个嘿，就改成万国之父、万国之母、多国之母、多国之母，你说妙不妙？
Isn't it interesting that this whole change came about with their name added this fifth word, hey, and after that it is full of life.
亚伯兰加了个嘿，就变成亚伯拉罕。所以你可以期待这一年，神要赐给你们成为多国之母、多国之父的一种祝福。
So you can also expect that this is the year of growth, that you will become the father and the mother of the nations.
意思是什么呢？多产的。
What does that mean? It means that you will produce much.
丰富的,
that you will be bountiful.
有能力的,
you will be powerful.
有生命力的,
and you will be full of the power of life.
这样的祝福借着圣灵要浇灌在你们这个地方啊。
This kind of blessing will come from the Lord.
所以我们应该向主说，主啊，我赞美你，你说是不是？
So should we all shout and praise the Lord? I thank you, I praise you.
所以你们在这边看到说要不要向耶和华怎么样欢呼，然后要当乐意的侍奉耶和华，当来向他怎么样歌唱。
So what should we do? We should worship the Lord with gladness and with joyful songs.
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
所以这样的祝福要大大的临到各位。
东安爱修基督教会的弟兄姊妹们，你们是有福的。我是做产的，我是丰富的，丰富的。这个丰富要临到万这个古以外的人。你愿意领受这样的祝福吗？那现在可以举手说，我要爱的祝福。
我圣灵向我吹这个嘿的气息，你向主说，向主说我要，我接受，我接受这个嘿的气息。哈利路亚，阿门，阿门，阿门，愿这样的祝福大大的临到各位。阿门。好，我们再一次祝福旁边的弟兄姊妹们说。
Let's
第一个我们会跟各位分享的是赞美神的需要。
So the first one to share with you the need to praise the Lord.
那什么叫赞美？我们对赞美应该有点认识，对吧？
We should have some understanding of what it means to praise.
刚刚我们在一进门啊，我们就在这边敬拜的时候，第一句我听到的是什么？我们穿得漂漂亮亮的来。
When I hear when I enter our church this morning, I heard that we should come with formal beautiful clothes.
你看到漂亮的人穿漂亮的衣服，是不是很享受？哇，你好美，你好俊啊，你好棒啊，好好看啊。
When you see beautiful people wearing beautiful dress, wouldn't you also say that, well, you look so wonderful?
听到我说你好美啊，你好俊啊，你好美，你好俊的时候，我这是不是在赞美你啊？
So when I said that you look so wonderful, is it a form of praise?
对，这是赞美的第一个定义。
So this is the first meaning of what it means to be praised.
这是一个称赞。
Which is to be a compliment.
人跟人之间的把美好的事情讲说给对方，是不是？
It's between two people when you say nice things about each other.
你辛苦了，你过去几年来啊，为教会的服事侍奉，我主都看到你真的辛苦了，主祝福你哦，你好棒哦。
So when I see another person and say that you've been working hard, I just want to say thank you. You contribute quite a lot.
你说这个是不是赞美呢？
Is this a form of praise?
是啊，这是赞美。另外一个赞美，看的时候是一种声音、动作。
Another time is a sound,
and
maybe it's an action.
意思是说，比方说拍掌，各位跟我一起来拍拍掌来。
For example, clapping your hands.
说你好棒，
是不是？
Oh,
you're so good. Is this a form of praise?
Oh, 主啊，你好棒。
Or you raise your arms.
举起手
来。Or you are so good. Is this a form of praise?
这是不是赞美？
Is this a form of praise?
Oh, 主啊，你好棒哦。
Jump and jump.
请各位跳起来来。哦，好棒哦。
Everybody, I invite you to also jump and jump.
尤其那个对象是你所信奉的独一的真神。
Especially when you are who you are worshiping is the only one God.
有动作，有声音的。
So that there's sound and there's also action.
所以刚才那个弹琴的时候啊，
so earlier when we were playing piano,
你会不会弹？你想着主啊，叮叮叮叮叮，那是不是个赞美？
So it doesn't matter whether you can play the piano, but as you are thinking about Lord and you make some sound, that is a form of praise.
So
maybe you can't sing, you're frequently out of tune, but if you think of God and you sing it, and even if it's out of tune, it's also a form of praise.
我不会唱歌，也不太会打扮，那我跳舞向着主，这是不是赞美？
You may say that I don't know how to sing, I don't knowhow to pray, but you can dance. Is that a form of praise? Yes.
所以赞美本身是向着主，你把它配得的归给他，有动作向外的，这就是赞美。
So praise is an action that you do towards God.
你们同意的就是赞美。
Do you agree?
你说那个这是向外的，对不对？
So this is external action.
这是向外的能力是什么样？谁的克星呢？就是自闭症的克星。自闭症的克星。
This kind of external action is a anti-depression medication.
Oh yeah. 自闭症啊，忧郁症，那就是往里面的。
So what is depression? It means that it's holding inside.
可是像赞美那种，就是往外发散的。
But what is praising? Praising is external and outgoing.
所以当你不愉快的时候，你不想讲话的时候，它的克星是什么呢？就是赞美。
So when you're sad, when you don't want to say things, when you want to do things, what is the medicine for that? That is to praise God.
夫妻吵架，这赌气给他赌去嘛。
So if you fight with your wife or a husband and you're holding the grudges against him, what do? You let it go.
但是你想解决办法，就是叫他要多赞美神。
So how do you fix this?
You 说这是神的
to praise God.
神的意思啊，叫你赞美啊。
Well, because the Bible says that you should be praising the Lord.
你把神摆出来，他还跟你讲道理，那是他的问题了。
If you remind each other that the Lord, you have to remind it, then this becomes his problem between him and the Lord.
你说是不是那个你？ 你越自闭越不想出来的，你就出不来，你需要的是有人陪着你，以后呢让你走出来，那就是要赞美。
So the more oppressed, the more that you close up. How do you come out? You need someone to help you to come out. How do you come out is using the form of praise, is using this external action.
你可以陪着他一段时间，慢慢来，慢慢来，但是最后你还是要带着他要赞美神。
So you can take the time to be gentle with this person, but at the end of the day, the way to help them to come out is to lead them to praise God.
所以这个很清楚，你不要小看每一个动向着神的每一个动作。每一个发出来的声音，那都是赞美啊。
So do not think of this as little, that every sound, every action is a form of praise.
所以你要注意，以前我们都不太了解啊，我们要求的是非常的严格啊，对这方面。
But before we didn't quite understand what praise is, we had a lot of rules and very rigid.
但是你知道了，原来哦，赞美是向着神尽我的全力，哪怕是做错了没有关系，我就是向着神的，那就是赞美。
But what praise is that is you come with full heart and with all your strength and you make sounds, that is praise. As simple as that.
我们当中有没有不会唱歌五音不全的？
Are there those who can carry a tune?
我举手了，所以我是。
I'm raising my hand because I'm one of those. I can't carry a tune.
但是我就是这样啊，我知道了赞美的意义，我就不会怕。
But I understand that praising is not about singing precisely.
请跟我说一句话好吗？
I encourage everyone to say this.
口开。
Open your mouth.
心就会开。
Your heart will also be open.
口开。
Open your mouth,
心就会开。
Your heart will also be open.
你越大声讲出来，心就会跟着开，对不对？
The more loud you speak out, the more open your heart will be.
口开，心就开。
Open your mouth, your heart will be open.
心开了以后，你的灵就很容易接受圣灵的浇灌。
Once your heart is open, then it's very easy for the Holy Spirit to fill you.
你就很容易感受到哦，主圣灵在做什么。
And it's very easy for you to feel what the Holy Spirit is doing.
你说这个多么奇妙啊！
Isn't it wonderful?
所以我们说这个想要医治被压抑的啊，最好的医治的良药就是赞美神。
Those who wants to learn about healing or wants to be relieved from depression.
那我现在要想跟各位啊问个问题，那你们赞美神是啊赞美他什么呢？
I have a question for you. When you praise God, what do you praise Him about?
哦主，我赞美你。
Lord, I praise you.
主，我赞美你。
Lord, I praise you.
主，我赞美你。
Lord, I praise you.
那主说你赞美好啊，那你赞美我什么？
The Lord might ask you, well, what do you praise me about?
我赞美你啊。
I praise you.
孩子，我知道你赞美我，开始赞美吧，你赞美我什么？
Child, I know that you're praising, but what are you praising me about?
我在赞美你不是吗？我赞美你啊。
Well, I'm just praising you, aren't I?
没有一个具体的嘛。
But there's nothing, there's no substance into that sentence.
你是赞美我这位神眷顾你了，拯救你了，保护你了吗？
So are you praising me because I look after you, I take care of you, I protect you?
帮助你了，医治你了吗？
That I helped you, that I heal you?
解决你的问题，听你的祷告了吗？
That I solve your problem and I can refer your prayer?
那你就把这一个化成感谢，讲给我听，那是对我的赞美。
Then you can transform all these into thanksgiving. That is a way to praise God.
你知道那个我们读经有一种方法叫做图画式的读经。
When we read the Bible, there's a way to read it. It's called a pictionary reading.
什么叫图画式读经呢？就是诗篇二十三篇好了。
So what does the pictionary reading look like? That's Psalm 23 as an example.
耶和华是我的牧者，我并不是缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
然后你头脑就会想到说，到底什么叫做不知缺乏？你会不会想啊
？So in your head, you might be thinking that what does it mean that I shall not want?
然后他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes me lie down in the green pasture.
青草地，你会不会想这个青草呢？你的青草是黄色的青草吗
？Would you imagine what the green pasture looks like? Is your green pasture? pasture yellow?
哪里有黄色的青草？
There is no such thing as yellow green pasture.
青的非常丰足的，然后我在那边躺，我好舒服，好丰足啊。
Green means it's full of life and full of health, and you're laying down in the green pasture. It is a sense of comfort. It's a sense of peace.
那你现在？是不是想到这个了呢？
So are in your head, are you imagining what it looks like?
你头脑里面有你躺卧在青草地上的模样吗？
So did you think about and imagine that you are lying down on the green pasture?
那是不是很舒服？
Does it feel good?
尤其是炎热的这么炎热的夏天。
Especially during a very hot summer.
这就是很具体的。
So this is substantial. It has a subject.
所以你要赞美神的时候，
so when you praise God,
用神的话赞美是最具体的。
Need to use the word of God to praise Him. This is most meaningful.
了解的人请说阿门。
Does everybody understand what I'm talking about?
所以我们在看的时候，我举了个例子啊，诗篇一百零三篇。
So for example, as we're reading, it's in song 103.
第一百零三篇第二节到第六节。
In Psalm 103, chapter 2-6.
你看看这个经文，我们一起来慢慢的读，好不好？慢慢的读的时候，看你头脑里面有什么啊？来，我的心呐、啊，你要称谢耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲对你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你无虑烦恼烦躁。耶和华是你供应，为一切丰盛伸冤。你说这段经文是不是你一生走过来的每一个人都必定会经历的？
Can you understand that this pastor talked about what typically a life is filled with? And would you know that everyone would experience everything that's described here at least once?
那有些人呢，已经经历了某些，是不是？
It could be that some of you has already experienced this passage.
你蒙受过主的恩典。
Have you received the Lord's benefits?
你的罪孽被赦免过。
Has the Lord forgave all your sins and healed your disease?
你的身体也被医治过。
And healed your diseases.
对不对？那就缺乏的时候，主有供应过。
And when you are in need, God has supplemented.
当有的时候好冤枉啊，没有人给我伸冤的时候，你经历过神给你伸冤。
Sometimes when the justice is not done, the Lord gives you justice.
所以你看到这个经文的时候，你现在会想到什么呢？
So as you read this Bible passage, what do you think about?
然后你的心情是怎么样子的？
How do you feel?
如果蒙受了这个恩典的话，你里面是不是很感动啊？
So if you truly receive this, aren't you touched?
就是这个。
This is what I'm talking about.
就是这个。
This is what I'm talking about.
我们就是很具体的说，主啊，你医治了我的疾病，我感谢你哦。
So we solidify our praises with the experiences that God has provided to you through this.
主啊，也谢谢你眷顾了我的子女们生意，感谢你。
Lord, I thank you for taking care and looking after my children, my business.
主啊，你祝福了这个会我们的这个聚会的堂啊，让我们能够安心的聚会，来感谢你，是不是这样子的
？Lord, I thank you for giving us this wonderful place to worship.
所以再跟我讲一遍，口开。
Let's say this together.
Open
your mouth.
Your
heart is also open.
Your heart is also open. It's easy that you can feel the touch of the Holy Spirit. You can
sense
Him. Amen.
Amen.
好，我现在想跟各位分享一件事情，就是你们一定要跟我一起哈，配合着我一下。那我们现在啊，把这个经文很独特，对不对？
This is a Bible verse is very.
你说用这个来赞美神的，是不是很具体
？So when you use this passage,
非常具体，对不对？那我们现在要开始学习唱，把这个开口来献上感谢，好不好
？So let's use this Bible verse as an example to praise the Lord.
好，我们就先开始的啊。
每个一分钟左右，好不好？你就用这个具体的来赞美。
Open your mouth, use this Bible passage as an example to praise God to give thanks.
谢谢你给我的恩典，不要忘记，不要忘记，我不忘记。所以你给我的恩典都是好的，主啊，真的感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
都是好的，谢谢你救赎我的命和灵。主啊，谢谢你医治了，谢谢你医治了我。主啊，感谢你，谢谢你医治了我。主啊，感谢你，谢谢你医治了我，医治了我，医治了我。然后主啊，谢谢你医治啊，脱离死亡，救我的命格脱离死亡。主啊，谢谢你，主啊，我经历过你不用我地区，主啊，常常受压，常常忍受委屈的时候。
在感受到圣灵的触摸，对不对？有的人有喜乐，对，有的人已经有喜乐，有的人已经感受到这个受压的啊，是不是有量的被释放？有的爸爸爸爸，你现在有很多人继续在感受领受，你可以感受到，对不对？
Some of you may still continue to receive, but do you feel it? Hey! Hey!
圣灵的激情 Hey!
Hey!
飞进来
Beautiful!
全部你的意识就飞进来，继续唱，用你自己的 melody 来唱，飞进来，飞进来，飞进来。
Hey!
想继续唱下去，但是讲到还没有讲完。
I want to continue to sing, but I have not finished with my sermon.
这怎么办呢？
What shall I do? What shall I do?
唱就唱。
不要吧。
不要啦。啊，那我们再来看一下为什么要赞美神。
Let's continue to see why do we need to praise the Lord.
好，就很快的讲，我们一起来读这段经文，来。
Let's read this together.
你们当晓得耶和华是神。
你们当晓得是神。
我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他草场上的羊，也是他草场的羊。好，你在这边你看到什么呢？就是我们的身份。
So what can we see here? This is our identity.
我们的身份是属于他造的。
So what is our identity? We are His creation.
我们是属于他的民啊。
We are His people.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to Him.
也是他草场上的羊。
And we are also the sheep of His pasture.
这是我们的身份。
So that is our identity.
那汉娜牧师每次都带我们宣告着，我们是天上的国民。
Pastor Hannah often asks us to proclaim that we are the heavenly citizens.
对呀、啊，这就是我们的身份，是属天的。
That's right, this is our identity. We belong in the heaven.
是属他的。
We belong to him.
是属谁的呢
？Who do we belong to?
属他的，属神的。
Belongs to the Lord.
属耶稣的。
Belongs to Jesus.
那请问你是属于谁的
？Let me ask you, who do you belong to?
你说我们华人呀，哈，西方人的话，有这样的一个啊，所谓的属啊。你属鸡啊，属猪啊，属牛啊，属老鼠啊，属龙啊之类的。
There are Chinese zodiacs that sometimes even the Westerner believes in that we may belong to any one of those 12 zodiacs. Could be a chicken, could be a dragon, could be a mouse.
那外国人就是有什么星座，对不对
？And the Western believe in Taro.
你知不知道这是一个文化里面的一个咒诅呢
？Do you know that this is a type of curse?
我知道我们华人都有以前爸爸妈妈叫我们说你是属于什么哪一年生的，是不是
？We know that our parents may have said that you were born in this year, therefore you belong to one of the 12 Chinese zodiac animals.
但这里面有一个欺骗。
But there is a lie in this proclamation.
你是属于天上的国民，你为什么要属这个属老鼠呢
？Who do you belong to? If you are heavenly citizen, why do you belong to an animal?
对不对？他就是用这个，然后呢，把用这个来让那些占卜的给你算命。
So this is a lie that causes you to think that we should believe in those people who also believes in a false prophecy.
那星座，外国人星座也是用来算命的。
So even the constellation that the Western culture believes in, they are also used to make divination about what our future looks like.
就是看你的个性怎么样啦，你今天的财运怎么样。
They say that because you belong to this constellation, so this month your personality is like this, and then whether you're going to have financial trouble or financial blessing.
就是被关在那样的匣子里面，我们太久了都不知道。
So we are actually bound in that kind of oppression. We may not even know that it's happening.
感谢主啊，使徒保罗说，你们是属基督的。
Thank the Lord, because the apostle said that you belong to Jesus Christ.
请问你们是属谁的呢
？I may ask you again, who do you belong to?
我们是属基督的。
That we belong to Christ Jesus.
属基督的就有神的眷顾。
If you belong to Jesus Christ, you will have the protection of Jesus.
仇敌来是干嘛呢？就是偷窃、杀害、毁坏，对不对
？What is the goal of the enemy? He comes to steal and to kill and destroy.
他偷窃你的圣洁，使你犯罪。
is still your holiness, so to make you sin.
那个犯罪就会把你就羞愧，所以你会把自己的藏起来。
When you sin, you feel shameful and you will hide.
越犯罪越就不能出来，一直躲起来。
And the more that you sin, the more you try to hide yourself.
所以仇敌一直偷，一直偷，最后就是忧郁症。
When the thief continues to steal and steal, what will happen?
最后这个罪的问题不能解决的话，最后就是到灭亡的地方去了。
Then you continue to sin until to a point.
我们就说是地狱嘛。
And we call that hell.
可是主耶稣来了是要给人生命。
But when Jesus comes, he wants to bring life to people.
他破坏，我给你恢复。
When he destroys, the Lord restores.
他冲你健康，我给你恢复这个健康。
So when they try to steal your health, I will restore your health.
他偷了你的holiness, 你的圣洁，我要给你恢复。
When it steals away your holiness, the Lord restores.
哎呀，孩子，我这边有。
Come, children.
我有保险，给你机会认罪。
I have the precious blood, and I'll give you a chance to admit your sin.
那就把这个罪都给洗净了。
So that as you confess, all these sins will be washed clean.
无罪一身轻啊。
So when you are sinless, you will feel very light.
你就不用灭亡了，就得着生命了。
Have to walk the path of destruction, you will receive life.
所以呢，主给我们更丰盛的生命。
So what does the Lord brings? The even more fulfilling life.
你被恢复了以后，你会做主耶稣曾经坐在你身上的事情。
So when you are restored in Christ Jesus, what will you do? You will try to do what Jesus is doing.
你已经得到了恢复的生命，然后你把这个生命再分享出去。
So as you receive this restored life, you will want to also help to restore other people's life to share.
我们东湾弟兄姊妹们啊，分享出去的这个丰盛的生命，愿主领导你们。
Share, let the blessing of this sharing to come to you.
向外的那个，向外的伸展的那个能力，经过这个圣灵，黑的气息加在你们的身上。
That is eternal, that power, that hay, that life.
因为你是属基督的
because you belong to Jesus Christ.
因为属基督的人主非常看重
because if you belong to Jesus Christ, this life is precious in the eyes of the Lord.
请问 你很在意的人，你很重视的人，你给他礼物的时候，你会给他什么样的礼物呢？
When you care and you love someone, what kind of gift you will give to that person?
越贵重的人，你会把这贵重的礼物给他。
The more precious that you see this person, the more precious the gift you probably give to this person.
那么各位就已经知道，父神把他最贵重的谁当做礼物给了我们。
So you should all know that what is the most precious that God has given
us. 请各位回答。
Can you please answer?
Yes. 英文叫什么
？Jesus. What does it mean?
Jesus.
Jesus.
对呀、啊。他既然把这个这么宝贵的儿子都给了我们，他是不是很看重我们、重视我们、在乎我们呢
？Yes, given us his only son, the most precious. Could you see that how precious we are in his eyes?
所以这个惧怕主就给我们给平安了，医治他。
So all this fear, God is going to give you peace to heal you.
那忧郁症的呢？主就是用发热的那个喜乐的力量来医治你。
So if you are depressed, then the Lord will give you the spirit of joy to heal.
死亡的生命，主就给你一个活泼的黑的生命，使你重新活过来。请问再一次的问各位，你是属谁的呢？我是属基督的。我是天上的国民。所以我们要怎么做呢？来读第四节，来当称谢进入他的门，赞美进入他的院，当感谢他称颂。请问这里是进到哪里呢？
So where are they entering?
是带着男女朋友进到感谢的进到电影院里面，哇，进到院里面就有 popcorn 可乐可以买。
Is it a boyfriend girlfriend going to a theater?
还是感恩的哇，去到餐馆有人请客，进到里面我也主动谢礼的。
然
后进到里面可以点美好的菜，好高兴。本来在这讲给孩子们听的，让他们有注意力。你 你们天堂会业务强。
I'm using this example because I thought that this is the most relevant to young people. Who I find need to be immature.
兄弟，你们一定知道这个称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院子进到哪里？请问各位，
他是谁？ Where are they entering into this gate? Where did they enter?
是进到哪里呢？
Where are they entering?
对不对？是不是进到神的殿里面？在这边有个限制，为什么要进到神的殿里面？
Why should we enter into the temple of God?
进到殿里面是为了朝见神。
We enter into the temple of God because we want to see the Lord.
你进到神的殿，神已经给你了个信息，说你进到这里，我已经让你遇到我。
God already gave you a hint. If you enter into the temple of God, you're going to find God.
请各位注意听啊，
Let's pay attention.
把手放在心上听。
Let's raise your hand and put it on your heart.
感谢进入他的门。
Thanksgiving into his courts.
赞美进入他的院。
Thanksgiving enter into his gates and praise into his
courts. 是让我们遇见他。
So that we may have an encounter with the Lord.
是让我们怎么样？遇见神。
So that we may encounter the Lord.
再强调一遍，是让我们怎么样？遇见神。
It's so that we can have an encounter with the Lord.
不是白来一场。
It's not to come an empty hand.
不是为了守主日而守主日。
It's not for the sake of rituals to come here for Sunday.
乃是这位神要嘿给你吹气的神要让你遇见的。
It's because God wants to give you hey the life so that you have an encounter.
他预备好了的平安要赐给你，你不要遇见他吗？
He has stored up the peace to give to you. Don't you want to come to receive it?
他预备好了这个深渊给你深渊，还有健康预备好了，你来不要遇见他吗？
He stored up the just and he stored up the health to ready to give to you. Don't you want to come to receive it?
所以我在想啊，就是说在想着哦，如果说这边进来的时候见到这个这个聚会厅的聚会的门的时候，是不是可以写这个当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，就挂在门口上。
I was wondering that as we enter this church, can we have this Bible verse at the post in the door so people can see they're entering here, the temple of the Lord with thanksgiving and praise.
是不是这样提醒我们？哇，我们高高兴兴、感谢的来朝见神的这位神已经预备好了，我要的祝福在那边等着我。
So it's to remind people that when you enter into church, the temple of the Lord, you should come with thanksgiving and praise.
你们认为呢？整个就是这观念稍微修正一下，你就不一样了。
So I need you to change your mind, change your thoughts a little, and then you will see things entirely different.
那有人会说，那难道这个用那个什么 web 在聚会聚到现在不是很好的，为什么一定要来呢？难道那个 web 就没有见到神吗？
Some people might ask that, well, isn't online meeting pretty good? Does it mean that if we meet online, we won't be able to encounter God?
我不是这个意思。
That's not what I meant.
那我举个例子，有一次我听那个宣教士他们回来报告年终报告嘛。
Let me give you an example. One time I was hearing a report from a minister who was given a report in a year.
主啊，我们这边。在非洲的，主要我们这边没有那个洗衣粉啊、肥皂啊之类的，怎么办呢？洗衣服啊都洗不干净了。
He was saying that he came from, he's a minister sent to Africa. He was saying that I don't have soap, I don't have cleaning supply.
没有关系，你就洗吧，我会把它给它洗得干干净净。
He's not given the mid-year report. In the mid-year report, he was sharing the story that he had a conversation with the Lord that he does not have soap and other cleaning supply. And the Lord tells him, don't worry, you just wash and I'll give you everything that you need.
结果他就洗了。
So then he just went to wash himself.
没有肥皂嘛。
But there's no soap and there is no detergent.
然后洗出来的洁白如雪。
But then after he washed himself,
那每次都得洗得干干净净。
It was very clean.
那就回到纽约要做年终那个宣教士年终报告。
So then he left Africa and went back to New York to give the mid-year report.
他这衣服又脏掉了。
Then he needs to wash his clothes.
然后他就是我要洗。
So then he decided I need to put it in laundry.
潜意识里面洗得到就会干净了。
And in his mind, he thought that just like he was in Africa, if I just put it to wash, it's gonna get clean.
结果。 大失所望，那个污垢还在衣服上。
But unfortunately, this time it did not work in New York.
主啊，为什么这个今天洗的没有洗干净呢
？So he was speaking. He was talking to God and said that Lord, why is it that in New York my clothes is still dirty after I wash it?
纽约有洗皂粉呢。
Well, the Lord said that because there's already detergent in New York, why would you need me for?
纽约有肥皂啊。
There's already soap. Why do you need me for?
疫情期间没办法嘛，对不对？
I understand that during COVID,
教会都没能够开放的时候，你只能用外。
That I understand that during COVID that you had no choice to meet online.
现在整个这个教会界的不是这个都打赢了吗？诉讼打赢了，你可以聚会了。
So there was a lawsuit in California, and we won the lawsuit, and we can now legally gather in person.
而且都打开了，来了会怎么样？会遇见神呢、啊。
So now the church is open. What happens when you come? When you come, you will have an encounter with the Lord.
你遇见神的时候，你的惧怕是不是在神的爱里面全被胜过了呢？
You may still have fear, but this fear will be overcome because the love of God will overcome all fear.
这就是我们对神的一个信心。
So this is a proclamation of a faith.
我来是为了朝见神。
The reason I come to church is because I want to see the Lord.
神怎么样呢？是我们得生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
So what is God going to give to you? He's going to give you life and a more fulfilling life.
所以我们在这边，你可以在这边又另外一个现在就是，你可以经历到一个启示在这边。
So in another way of looking at this.As you enter into the church of God, you will receive revelation. Just like earlier, we were singing.
按着经文在唱，对不对？
We were singing using the Bible verses.
很具体的在唱的，你是不是感受到圣灵的触摸，圣灵的环绕？
Did you feel the Holy Spirit? Did you feel the presence of the Lord?
你不是说来到主日以后就回去就没有了，这太可惜了吧？
Such a waste effort. If only here you can experience God, but as you leave the church, you don't experience anything.
所以你这个有很多人问我说，主啊，牧师啊，你带领过这个圣灵培灵会啊，圣灵交换以后很好，但是能不能持续呢？
There were many people who asked me that it's good to come to this special conference, but after the conference, will this experience continue?
你们有没有这个问题啊？
Do you also have the same question?
是不是每次这个需要很多的特会来充电，再练一次？
Is it like me that sometimes we just need special conference gather to receive the power of life?
所以我跟主就是一直求问这个问题的时候，主就给我了个答案。
So when I was asking the Lord with this question, the Lord gave me an answer.
这是一道门。
This is a door.
你进到里面的时候，你就在那个氛围的里面。
So when you enter into the door, you are inside.
这边有神在。
Here is where God.
这边有神在预备着要给各位祝福。
Here is where God is preparing to give to.
你进来的时候是不是有感恩的心啊？你是不是有感动？请问你们有感谢的时候，你们的心情是怎么样的？比方说家人有生了疾病，要死要活的病，主给你医治了，你是不是非常的感恩的？
How do you feel? Do you feel
or is it that your business is
almost bankrupt, but then the Lord gave you financial help, and you are very thankful? How do you feel?
That
feeling,
you
can
catch that feeling.
Can you catch that feeling?
This is the
feeling of thanksgiving, full of thanksgiving.
用这个感恩的心来向他唱歌，用这个感恩的心来赞美他。
With the same heart, mind, and spirit that full of thanksgiving, you use the same way to praise the Lord.
我们一生之久经历过是很多的恩典，是不是？
All your life will experience many blessings from God.
因为恩典，你如果想数啊，感谢的条件，你数就数不完的。
This kind of blessing, this kind of grace, if you were to count them, it's countless.
长老，你们这个赛的那个孙女过生日过得好吗？很好吧，也很感恩吧，主给你这么多恩典，你是不是里面很感谢？对
呀、
啊，这种感谢，你都可以向主献上，甚至想到感谢的事情，常常跟主说：“主啊，为着这个事感谢你，为着那个事感谢你。”
When you think of something such words of thanksgiving, just thank the Lord.
让你自己一直啊停留在神这样的这个包住你的氛围的里面。
So that you can continue to stay in this surrounding, in this atmosphere where the Lord is surrounding you. It's with a thankful heart and to give thanks to God continuously.
主这么说了，所以我就照着做了。
Because this is what the Lord told me, so I started doing that.
我跟汉娜牧师一直每天每天就是在主的面前感恩啊。
So every day, Pastor Hannah and I will praise and we'll give thanks to God.
唱诗歌呀，因为生活在里面大大小小的难处多的是，对不对？哦，有的时候这个，尤其对这一次为了来这边特会，哦，我们两个被攻击了，被压的，好辛苦啊。
Especially this time to make a trip up here. Pastor Hannah and I experienced a lot of pressure, a lot of problems.
那自己没办法解决，吃药也不行。
So that's kind of issue that cannot be resolved by just taking medication.
那就说，不是，我们来敬
拜。So then Pastor Helen and I decided we'll just
talk,
we'll just praise the Lord.
We'll just thank God. 我们来彼此代祷，彼此来祝福。
Let's pray for one another and let's love one another.
我们就感谢主啊，彼此代祷，彼此祝福，来感谢主。
We start thanking the Lord. We start praising the Lord. We start blessing each other.
所以我们就是一直照着神的应许的。停留在神的这个运行的范围里面。
So according to God's blessing, I remain in God's blessing by continuously praising and giving thanks.
所以在这个是秘诀啊，告诉各位了。
So this is a secret that I'm sharing with.
尤其今年啊，被圣灵啊 ，Hey 的一年里面。
Especially this year is the year when we see Hey.
我真的深深的奉主的名祝福各位发到这个的启示的人。
So I bless you in the name of Jesus. See this
revelation. 一直能够停留在神高牧你的氛围。
So that you can remain and continue to stay in the surrounding of the Lord by giving Him praise and thanksgiving.
祝福你的心常常被神感动的哭泣，心受滋润。
And I bless you with a blessing that you will often be touched by the Lord, filled with thanksgiving.
哇，心被滋润多舒服啊！
Isn't it wonderful to be blessed?
那你在这样的情况下，你服侍人、侍奉神的时候，是被失败啊，失败的功倍。
So in this kind of situation, that you may look at remain in the Lord, you can make little effort but receive great outcome.
不用花很多的力气，
you don't have to spend a lot of effort.
还有，我希望这个喊着我们就跳过去哈。
There are so many that I want to share with you.
我想啊，各位如果可以的话，
if you can,
多感谢多赞美。
Just praise the Lord.
如果在这个年纪你还可以的话，多学两样乐器。
And if you, it's possible this year, also ask
you to play 敲鼓也好，
play drums, any kind of
guitar 也好，
to play guitar,
或者 bass guitar 也好，
to play bass,
或者是 keyboard 也好。你就学的最简单的最基本的，你就可以用来敬拜神。那不难的，我学过了，我知道这不难的。因为像我们在学，不必要是学的登峰造极才侍奉神嘛。然后就用来做新歌来歌唱给主听。让这个氛围啊，一直在停留在家庭里哦，你停留在你所具备的中安基督教会，还是基督教会。
So that you can bring that atmosphere from the church into your house, into everywhere that you go.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
主要做事在这个地方。
The Lord wants to do something.
我在这边就是恳切的跟各位说，不要错过，不要错过神在这边做事的机会。
I don't want you to listen, so I say that again. Please do not miss what God wants to do here.
神一定要做事在这个地方的。
God will surely do something.
那你不要错过，你要跳进来。你得到这第五年的那丰盛的喜悦，活泼有生命力的那个生命。然后一起来经历神的这边 pour out the double anointing。哇，我们俩是这次住的南家，我们每个礼拜三都来参与你
们。
只要有机会，我们就想上来。
Whatever,
we want to come. 为什么呢？我们知道主要在这边一定要做事情，我们不想错过。那你们当地的人要错过吗？不要觉得习以为常，反正店在这里跑不掉，我随时可以来。你能够好好参与侍奉吗？参与侍奉在于服事，你就尽量投入。不是为了忍耐，是来这边就可以朝见到谁。朝见到谁？朝见到神，朝见到耶稣，你的主啊！阿门。你们愿意的，请说阿门。好，我们一起站起来，一起向主来歌颂说：主啊，愿你圣灵的风继续吹到这个教会。也吹到我的家庭里面。好，一起来赞美他，用唱的也可以，用跳舞的也可以，用拍手的，还是用动作的，哈利路亚。One more time, one, two, three. Hey!
掌声送给他。哈利路亚。祝福旁边的人说，愿嗨遇到你。
哈利路亚，请坐，感谢主。